Yo, what's good, everybody? We back again, June 8th, Monday morning. It's been a crazy last week, Salinas in the building. What's good, Salinas?
Chilling, man. I would like to say it's been a crazy year.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year. 2020 been a crazy year. It's going to go in the record books as being the craziest year of all time. It has to be. What's next? What's coming next?
No.
What you think is coming next?
I don't know, man. Flying pterodactyls.
Flying pterodactyls next month. I put flying turtles, man. It's something. Flying turtles attack the United States.
Yeah.
Feared turtles come into the United States next month.
You know how it is, man.
But yeah, so we could talk about some serious topics. Since this happened in a lot of our listeners, we in Minneapolis, so a lot of this stuff has been taking place in our backyard. So we're going to talk about George Floyd. And we'll talk about what happened, talking about the reactions, talk about how we helped out. We talk about a lot of stuff. We'll talk about the topic of black people don't want your sympathy, only actions.
There we go.
Let's start on a lighter note. Let's start off on a lighter note.
Okay.
Should we do that or was that too?
No, we could do that.
All right. Because you know how people is nowadays. You know, if we made light of something. Let's talk about the Chicago Bulls, the documentary with Michael Jordan. Let's start off with that. I think the whole world has seen that, or almost the whole world seen that. It's like set some records or something, right? Didn't it?
Yeah, I think it did. It broke some records.
Yeah, like ESPN. I remember it was like 6 million views. I think for the first one or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was crazy. If anybody watched it, man, y'all know how amazing that was.
So is Jordan officially the GOAT after that?
Let me see. Is Michael Jordan the GOAT after that? Okay, for everybody who know me, they know I got LeBron James. I got LeBron James number one, and I got Jordan number two. You know what I mean? And you got what? You got Jordan number one, and you got LeBron James at what? Eighth or ninth or something like that?
Yeah, let me see because the people I have over him. Here we go.
see here it go. Y'all know how the whole world is talking about LeBron and Jordan. Now here he go with LeBron down at ninth, 10th, 11th, all that stuff. Go ahead, let's hear it.
But I don't think it's a LeBron. I mean, Paul Pierce didn't have. We ain't gonna go there either. I'm just gonna put it like this. I think there's. See, I think the top four, top five is still untouched. So I'm looking at Michael and Magic, however you want to put it. Michael and Magic, Kareem, Bill Russell, Wilt, Shaq, Kobe, LeBron.
Say it again. Cause you had some other jokers, dog.
What I used to say was after Kobe, we can even say Kobe. We can say starting at seven, there are arguments for different players. Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Larry Bird, Tim Duncan. You know what I'm saying? Like this.
So LeBron James is in. Give me your people again. Your people that it ain't no argument for. Let me hear those people again.
Okay, so there's no argument for Michael, Magic, Kareem, Bird, Wilt, Shaq.
That's six players that I thought you said Bird was in there. You can make an argument for. I thought Bird was in.
Oh, I thought you just asked me for the people there is no argument for.
No, I know. I'm trying to get your list down.
I never really put people after. Once it gets to LeBron, it's like that's like nobody cares about.
No,
that.
No. This is what you do. You go to something ahead of LeBron James. You got that nailed down. Then it's LeBron James and it's other people who's in an argument. That's right. How you normally.
Right.
So what is the set people that is no argument for before you get to LeBron and it can make an argument between?
I just named them.
Okay, but you just said before that you said about.
Here see, we go. See, this, we is right. The, this is why the name of the show is called Let's Argue.
But you just okay when you said you can make an argument for somebody before I asked you, Bird was in the argument area,
right?
Now when you I said who's the people is no argument for and you named Bird in the area.
You missed something. What I said was you said name the people there's no argument for. I named those people, and then I said after that there's an argument for guys like.
So who is no argument for?
Right, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Wilt, and in no order. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Wilt, Kareem, Bill Russell, Shaq.
Okay, so that's six.
Yes,
that's six. There's no argument for. So yes. Then you got
Kobe.
Kobe.
LeBron.
Yep.
And see, I don't have, I'm just going to name some players because I don't have any order for these guys.
Bird. Yep.
Tim Duncan.
Yep.
Dr. J. You know, Oscar Robertson. Probably Karl Malone or somewhere in there. It's somewhere in that area.
Right.
I got those guys.
Hmm. So you don't even know what the fuss is about between LeBron and that's pretty much like comparing like Barry Sanders to like Thurman Thomas.
Hey, no. The only reason why I understand what the argument is. Because LeBron has been the best player in the NBA of this generation for a long time. So I understand the argument. I understand when people say LeBron James is the best ever because he's been the best player in this league for a long time. So I understand it. You know what I'm saying? It's just that when you bring it onto the all-time list, it just, I don't know. It's almost like I'm looking, it's like, the way he played in the Cavaliers against Warriors, the first series when Kyrie and Kevin Love went down and he averaged 42 in a triple-double. Okay, that's one of them crazy moments.
Right, yep.
And then even when they got the ring when they beat him and he blocked Iguodala's shot and all that type of stuff.
Man.
That year, I mean, that playoffs, that was another like moment, you know right. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like I can't put my finger on that type of moment. It's like that type of moments that like will put him in that top five category, that top five Mount Rushmore.
Okay, so give me times with Wilt Chamberlain. Gave you that,
bro. He scored 100 points in the game. And man,
did you see that game? Did you see?
Yeah, I did watch it. I watched it on YouTube.
And that gave you that type of feeling.
No.
Did that give you that type of feeling when you saw that black and white him throwing hook shots over Jokers that's 5'4"?
You don't know how he played,
huh?
You don't know how he played. No. And stop with that 5'4" thing. No, I've been checking everybody on that.
I've been checking everybody on that.
The average height of a center was 6'10". I've been checking everybody on that.
Have it.
Yes, I have.
That game, who was that against? And who was the center in that game?
I don't know, but he was 6'10" around
there. How could he was getting on rebounds so easy?
Because he Wilt Chamberlain. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
He didn't even jump for some of them rebounds.
Bro, listen to me. Wilt Chamberlain, people don't know this. Wilt Chamberlain led the league in assists before.
That showed you what type of league it was.
No, that showed you what type of player he was.
But he wasn't that player. Don't act like he was that. Don't say it. Whatever you do right now, do not act like he was that type of player. No, don't do that.
Don't do what? Bro.
Hold on. Okay, look, man. Who can I say? If J.R. Smith led the league in blocks, if J.R. led, we know that it's something wrong with the league. He's not that type of player.
Okay, let me tell you why.
Hold on, Wilt Chamberlain is like, I mean, Wilt Chamberlain ain't that type of player that's dishing or no jump like that. He stands there. They pass it into him, and he puts the ball above his head, and he looks this way, looks that way, and then he keeps the ball above his head. He darts it out to a guy, and the guy shoots it and scores.
No, his whole career, they throw it into him, and they make cuts off of him, and he passes it to cutters when they land up. That's how he get a lot of his assists. Bro, I study some games, bro. No, because I know you're going to come
real.
With that. Here's the person I want to argue with you about. So you think LeBron James is better than Shaquille O'Neal on the greatest all-time list?
Listen, yes. I think okay, listen. Number one, I'll say this. This is what I'll say. I'll go on record as saying this.
Okay.
by the continued way that we have always slighted centers, LeBron James is better than Shaquille O'Neal. By the way, we always slight centers. Now, if we not slighting centers, Shaq is number one.
Okay.
Because he was the most dominant force that has ever played. He's the most dominant force that has ever played basketball in the history of the planet. I don't care Kareem, who Wilt, nobody. Shaquille O'Neal is the most dominant force. He's single-handedly, you could pass it into him and kill a team. I'm talking about more than Jordan. He's more dominant than Jordan. I mean, he's not more dominant on the outside than Jordan, but he's the most dominant figure. You could have four bums playing with Shaquille O'Neal, and they pass it in, and he dunks it every single time. Don't think he can't hit his free throws.
Yo, the best Shaq was when he played with the Lakers, because he had got that hook shot. Not that hook shot, but that little shot.
Yeah.
Once he got that, he was averaging 30. He was averaging 30 and 13 every single night.
I think the best Shaq was the Shaq that was. It was the jump in between Orlando and LA.
But yeah, he still has some athleticism.
Yeah.
But see, I still, because to me, it reminds me of Dwight Howard. Remember when Dwight Howard first came to the league, or when he started getting good? It was sheer off him being athletic and stronger than the average
center. Oh, yep.
But he never developed any post moves.
Shaq
developed the post moves.
Yep.
And once he developed the post moves, that took him into another stratosphere.
No, I agree with that. But let's get back to what we was talking about. Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Okay, so what did you think about? Did you know all that about Michael Jordan?
No, I didn't. I didn't know he traveled with a cocaine circus.
Because we was little kids. We was under impression that Michael Jordan was like clean. Be like Mike Haynes. He drink Gatorade and you smile at people and you hold white kids and stuff. You know what I mean? He was the guy. You know what I mean? And I think this right here kind of like gave a but we knew he was like
as we got older, we knew he was like this.
but so what surprised you about the documentary? What surprised you?
Most of the stuff that surprised me wasn't even about Mike. It was like the kind of the stuff about Pippen I didn't know or didn't remember.
Yeah.
The bad contracts and why he signed a bad contract. Yeah. Him not wanting to go into the game. You know what I'm saying? Which I know. I've heard that Scotty has been very displeased with the documentary. But I think it shows him. I think it shows him in a pretty good light.
Why Scotty? Why is he mad about the documentary?
Because pretty much all the stuff that people forgot about that he did has come up. The bad contract, him not wanting to go into the game, him saying y'all ain't gonna mess my summer up and getting the surgery before the year so he can miss half of the year. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. One of the things I guess I was disappointed with in Mike was when he donated money, but he wouldn't verbally back the black congressman running against Jesse Helms, even after his mom told him to.
Speaking of that, is you surprised at how much Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan tell on people? He snitched three or four times.
Absolutely. I was taking a little bit. But he does it so effortlessly. He was like, no, that was horse.
That was horse. And he told on his whole team.
I told the whole team.
He said that it was everybody in there doing either what? Had women, had cocaine, or smoking weed. And he was, and basically he threw himself out of it. He walked in there.
Charles Oakley said, see, Michael would go in there and then leave. He said, I stay in the room, but I wouldn't be doing that.
Oakley said that?
Yeah. He said, see, I stay in the room with him.
That's a funny joke. And who did he go to court for?
The golfer guy who used to bet money and stuff like that. And Michael Jordan had gave him a huge amount of money.
Yeah, and at first he said it was a loan.
He said it was a loan, and then when he got in the courtroom, he switched his head, it was a gambling debt.
And the guy went to prison.
Yeah, and the guy went to prison.
Jordan is a snitch. Good gracious.
This is another thing I want to say. The whole thing about Isaiah being off of the Dream Team.
I still think to this day
that, like, okay, yeah, Michael Jordan didn't want to. There's even an audio of Michael Jordan saying that I thought I saw that.
I didn't click on it.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a guy who has a podcast. It's a guy who was around the team at the time. He has like audio stuff from all that time, and he had some audio of Michael Jordan saying that Jerry Colangelo, whoever it was at the time, was Isaiah playing, and then the guy said no because he was like he told me he didn't want to play with Isaiah. But I think that even when he says he didn't want to play with Isaiah, I look at it like this: what if Michael Jordan said I don't want to play with Larry Bird? There's no way they're not putting Larry Bird on that team. So if Michael Jordan...
Of course.
Right, right.
But why?
Yeah, oh, no. I'm going to get there.
You're going about it wrong.
No. Okay. Right, so there's no way they would have not put Larry Bird on that team. So if Michael Jordan said, I don't want to play with Larry Bird, they would have found a way to sit those guys down or do whatever they would have had to do to make sure that both of those guys are on that team, because in order for it to be Dream Team, you had to have Larry Bird on there.
Right.
Okay. I feel like when Mike said, I don't want to play with Isaiah, I think they were cool with not having Isaiah up there. Number one, because not only Michael Jordan probably didn't like him or had a kind of a chippy relationship with him at the time, but also they wanted to make sure that there was white players on the team. So if Mike don't want to play with Isaiah, cool, we can throw Stockton in there. That's easy. That's an easy substitution. That you know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me ask you something. It's kind of on the same subject, kind of off too. Why he wear number 9 and not number 23?
Well, on the USA team,
yeah,
everybody had different numbers. I think the numbers was from like 3 to like probably like 15 or 16.
Why couldn't they get him 23?
I don't know. But that's on all the Dream Teams. None of them wear their regular numbers. Oh. It's like they all choose numbers from like 3 to 15.
I wonder if it's some type of contract or some type of clause in that joint.
Probably
you can't,
so.
You can't wear your, you know what I mean, your other number, yeah.
Because what was Kobe? Kobe was 8. No. Kobe was 9. I don't know. Maybe we can look it up.
Yeah.
Kobe had a different number as well.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Kobe was 8. Maybe Kobe
was 8. I think Kobe was 8.
Yeah, maybe Kobe was 8. KD was like 9. What was LeBron's number in the Olympics? 6?
Yeah, LeBron was 6.
LeBron was six. And that was his regular number for a lot of the time. But yeah, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think the reason why Chris Mullins is up there instead of like Dominique Wilkins is colorism. And I think that like Christian Laettner being up there, just a guy they could throw in to add a little bit of extra, you know what I'm saying, whiteness to the team or whatever. Because apparently in 88 when John Thompson took college players out there and they lost, the whole team was black.
Mm.
So, you know what I'm saying? So they had to make a dream team. They wanted some white players up there.
I mean, why can they take? They could have still took Scotty off and put Isaiah up there. You know what I mean?
No, but Jordan didn't want to play with Isaiah.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan being a snitch again—that's what it is.
Of course. I mean, we know. Come on, we all know what Jordan is.
And to me, that's the main reason. That's the main reason why Isaiah ended up there. To me.
No, I agree with that.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is that. That main reason wouldn't have fit for some other guys.
Like who?
Magic, Bird.
What if he said he didn't want to play with Pat Ewing?
No. Magic, Bird is probably it.
Yeah.
And to be truly honest with you, the four people who should have been on that team, is Isaiah, Michael, Magic, Bird at that time.
Right.
Those four should have been on that team. They should have been glued in. You know what I'm saying?
Michael a snitch, man.
Yeah.
KRSM 98.9. Yo, we back again. KRSM 98.9. Tell them where to find us at. Say it.
Woo. You can find us a lot of places, man.
Yeah.
You can find us on KRSM. That's gonna be back running tight in a little bit. We gonna have some 10-minute segments up there. You can find us on Anchor. You can find us on Apple Podcasts,
iHeartRadio,
Spotify, anywhere that you can find podcasts at. You can also find us on YouTube. We got video clips of a lot of our episodes. We gonna do better with that, but we about to upload a lot of stuff pretty soon. So make sure you go to that.
Y'all can find me at underscore Prince Carlton underscore.
You can find me at Sedlinus, CEDLINUS.
You can find us at.
I can never get this right. He switched up the at on me. We switched up this at maybe like 3 or 4 times.
Okay, at Let's Argue Show.
And that's on Twitter?
That's on Twitter.
Okay, and I think it's, at Let's Argue Show on Instagram as well.
Okay, all right, let's get into the crazy week. Okay, so RIP George Floyd.
RIP.
So how should we start this? So it was, what was it, last week, Monday or something like
it was
that?
I think it was Memorial Day.
It happened on Memorial Day? Yeah. No. That was, Memorial Day was a Sunday. Monday, yeah. So basically what's been going on was, it was four cops, you know what I mean? Four cops, what they from all the video, what they beat him, they arrested him for at a place called Cup Foods, and they, I guess he forged a
allegedly he had a,
bad check, someone
forged a check. He had a counterfeit $20 bill.
Yeah, counterfeit $20 bill, and I guess they called the cops on him. Instead of talking to him, they called the cops on him or whatever, and the cops came and.
Oh, let me say this: if I'm not mistaken, to Cup Food defense, if you receive a $20 bill, is like mandatory. You have to call the cops immediately.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know the backstory and all that type of stuff, right. What happened, but just from common knowledge that I know about counterfeit stuff, if you ever receive any counterfeit money, you are supposed to call the cops right on the spot.
Okay, boom. Okay, bet. Okay, so the cops come, and I guess they will put them in handcuffs. Then they somehow in the car, they get into some kind of scuffle or whatever.
Yeah, look like they're beating them up in the car.
They're beating them up in the car, you know what I mean? I guess, and then... He fall on the ground. You know what I mean? Fall on the ground.
Handcuffs.
In handcuffs. Derek Chauvin and three other guys kind of got him pinned down. And Derek Chauvin is on his neck for, what, 8 minutes?
8 minutes and 46 seconds with his knee.
46 seconds with his knee. And he's saying he can't breathe. And his stomach is hurting. And his... something else is hurting, and somebody said he called for his mom.
Yeah, I mean, like right before he died, he called for his mom.
That's crazy.
And his mom has already passed away.
Dang.
Yeah.
So it's like if you look at the video is like horrible, man.
I can't watch. I still haven't watched it.
Man, I watched some junk. I watched it and I didn't want to. It was like I stopped at a point myself. I have been stopping at a point, but I saw it probably like 40 seconds after where I used to stop at.
Yeah.
And that jump, I was like, it just went right.
Yeah, it's almost like that. There's a place I don't want to go to with that, because that's as wrong as you can get.
Yeah.
It's blatantly wrong.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you do that, you have no regard for human life.
Yep.
Period.
So after that, You know what I mean? The video circulates and America is changing pretty much. You know what I mean? And I think Minneapolis has been at the forefront of changing the policing in the United States. You know what I mean? A lot of riots. I mean, a lot of store burning, a lot of peaceful protesting. It was a lot of confusion about who was burning places and who wasn't, you know?
Yeah, there was definitely some spots that popped up that got burned down that we were like, oh no, this ain't nobody. This ain't part right. of it. You just know, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. So a lot of people were saying, it was like a lot of people talking about some people was coming in from out of state and they coming in from different areas. You know what I mean? That was burning these places down. You know what I mean? And when you look at certain evidence, you know what I mean? You see that came to be true. You know what I mean? I think a lot of us was kind of confused about who was. We was kind of celebrating the destruction because we can't peacefully.
Right.
Can't peacefully march again. You know what I mean? Because we know what happens then. You know what I mean? We got to tear something down. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, so what places got hit again? What was the Target?
The Target, Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree.
Transition School, Planet Fitness.
AutoZone.
AutoZone, O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's. It was like a lot of places.
Wells Fargo.
Yeah, the banks. Yeah, it was a lot of places that got burnt down in the mix. So then after that, it was a lot of places like New York, California, you know what I mean? A lot of places across the world started marching with us, and a lot of cities in the United States started marching with us and protesting. A lot of people, a lot of riots was going on, and people want change, you know what I mean? And yeah, man. So what you, what you think about this whole ordeal,
man? I hopefully we see a different way that the policing is done in America. And when I say that, I was thinking about it today, and it's like maybe if there's a call for a forgery of a $20 bill, you don't have cops coming up there with guns and bulletproof vests and this whole militarization
yep.
type tactical thinking. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go to other countries, and I'm not saying all other countries, but if you go to other countries, some cops don't have guns.
Right.
All cops don't have guns, and all cops ain't coming up on that trying to like dominate you type feel. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, I think there need to be different sections of cops. Depending on the call, different types of policemen or whatever answer those calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If it's a cat that need to be out of the tree or something like that, certain cops go there. If it's like somebody stole my car, certain cops go there. If it's like domestic abuse or like somebody robbery or like a death or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Then okay, maybe those cops could come over there with guns.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we can't have these situations where you have people getting pulled over for having a tail light out and ending up shot. It's like, yo, why is that even?
Yo, man, this is what I'm saying. If you don't see somebody shooting at a cop and he kills them, if they're running away, he kills them. I don't care what they say. They need to go to jail, and they need to go to jail for a real long time.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Like, yo, because like at least give the people a fair one.
Right. No. That's true. You know what I mean? That's true. It's like how fair is it that it's four of y'all? You got the man handcuffed. He on the ground, and you just got your knee on his neck, and you just choking him out come on, man.
Yeah. So I want to give a shout out to a lot of the. It was a lot of people. So it was calls of people coming in from out of state that was wanted to bomb or set on fire some of the black establishments in the neighborhood. And shout out to all the people, all the black men who was out there defending their neighborhood with guns. You know what I mean? It shows you how important black gun ownership is. You know what I mean? It just shows you because those black guys protected the community, and that's what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, I know two of the guys closely and personally that was out there, and I talked to both of them, man, and it definitely was real. It definitely seen people in the neighborhood trying to do destruction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All that stuff is absolutely real, man. But what I would like to happen is that it goes past this. You know what I'm saying? The community protection goes past just this time period.
Yep.
You know what
me
I'm saying?
Too. Yep.
This can be something that we can mobilize like this on many different areas or where anything is going on.
Yep.
We can guard and protect our own neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And yeah, so I think the whole thing in a nutshell is a lot of change has come from this. A lot, you know, a lot of people are getting together. It's bringing black people, white people, Asians, everybody together. You know what I mean? Marching on one front. You know what I mean? And that's racism. And it's kind of crazy how nobody's thinking about coronavirus anymore, like at all.
That's true. I mean,
don't get me mistaken. Like a lot of people, I say when we went out there, a lot of people was out there with masks, and I say it's 50-50. A lot of people with masks and 50% without masks. Matter of fact, I even say 60-40. It's 60% with masks and 40% without masks.
I even think the governor picked up on it, and I think that's why he opened up more dining and restaurants, and he opening up gyms, and he opening up more stuff.
Because yeah.
I even think that he recognized, like, hey, like, all right, people are kind of past
exactly.
staying in the house yep. at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, everybody's marching together. Everybody's together. Right now, it's a lot of people doing mural. A lot of places was boarding up. You know what I mean? So what happened after the so-called riot nights? A lot of businesses around the area start boarding up. You know what I mean? So making sure they kept their business safe. And right now, a lot of artists are going around painting on those boards, and they got the city looking real nice. What was the best thing you saw?
The Radio Raheem, the Do the Right Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Radio Raheem one.
That's so crazy. I saw that today. That's the first time I saw it was today.
I saw it yesterday. I drove by. It's right at the, if you live in the Minneapolis area or whatever, Minnesota, and you want to come and see it, it's right at the Uptown Theater. That's where it's at. Uh-huh. Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's what I want to take a picture in front of. That
me too.
Right
me too. Yeah. I want to go there this weekend and take a picture in front of it.
Yeah. We've been doing our part too. We got a courier service, swift delivery, and we've been out here bringing water, food, bread, fruits. What else? Water, bread, fruit.
We picked up from a place called Sanford Middle School.
Yeah, we did.
They had a bunch of donations, and so we brought them to different areas, you know, Chicago and Franklin,
right
out there. So because they're hard hit area also that
right.
uses those grocery stores. So
yeah. So and the thing is, like, if anybody know me on social media, I talk a lot of stuff. So it is impossible for me to talk a lot of stuff on social media about this or that or political topics or any type of topics, racial issues or anything, and not help out when we own our own company. You know what I mean? Our own a delivery company. So we helped out in the way we could, and we was out there. You know, we wasn't out there for all the days, but we was out there for a lot of the days. So that's the part that we play, and a lot of people are out there playing their role, playing their part. Yeah, man, just shout out to everybody, man. I think Minneapolis, like, changed the world this time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Carousel 98.9.
Right on. too many of you cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? Oh, but who are they to judge us simply 'cause our hair is long? Oh, you know that we've got to find a way, bring some understanding here today. Oh, 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 picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
All great men
just begun. When until the philosophy which old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. And it's a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remaining but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war, and until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war, Miss a war, war in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south, war, war, rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
Yo, 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 we back again, KRSM 98.9. Yeah, so we back talking about George Floyd, talking about the week, the last week or whatever. And we want to really talk about a subject that's I think it's very important, you know what I mean? So it's about black people. I made a post about this. Black people don't want your sympathy, only action, you know what I mean? So, and I want to make this real clear too. Okay, we don't need, as black people, you know what I mean? We don't need the, oh, it's so sad. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, it's so sad. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Nah, man, we don't need that. We don't need that. You know what I mean? If you really care, you get to work. You know what I mean? You tell, whenever you see some racist junk, you know what I mean? You are called to action. You know what I mean? You are called to action. You know what I mean? We don't need sympathy. We big grown people. We adults. You know what I mean? We survived. Black people have survived any type of pressure that was ever thrown at them, ever. We always got pressure on us at all times. You know what I mean? Living in America. So we don't need no sympathy. We don't need nobody crying for us. We just need, if you a so-called ally, we just need you to play your part and play your role. You know what I mean? We don't need y'all to, we don't need no spotlight hoggers. You know what I mean? We don't need nobody jumping in front. We don't need Alyssa Milano or none of them people coming up. You know what I mean? Standing in front. You know what I mean? All that junk hijacking the movement. You know what I mean? We just need y'all to play y'all part. And that's it.
Well, I've been getting hit up from a lot of white friends I've had my whole life, really. And they just,
right.
Especially I'm from Virginia, so they know I live in Minneapolis. So they've been hitting me up, making sure I'm all right. But also, some of them have been asking, like, what can I do? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the main thing I tell them is that whatever is action, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
A good place to start for me, if somebody asks me that question, is go and talk to your parents about race.
Right.
Go and talk to your uncle who works in HR about race and his hiring practices.
Right.
Go talk to your aunt that's a teacher and ask her how does she feel about her black students compared to her white students. You got to have these conversations with your family because these are people in society. They're not just your aunt, your mom, or your dad. These are people with jobs in society that actually affects,
right.
You know what I'm saying, black people as well. But one point I also want to make is that, you know, the word ally keeps coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Like, can I interrupt you real quick?
Go ahead.
Like, I also want to make it clear. I want to make it clear that I think I lost my train of thought. I don't know. Go ahead. Go ahead, continue. I might get it when you talk about ally.
Okay. We talk about allies. It's like, you know, it just comes up all the time with people like non-black people. They want to be allies with the black community or whatever. And so here's where I stand on that term is that what happened to George Floyd was caught on camera, and there's many different angles of the three different angles I think there is of what happened and the whole duration. So you can he got it now.
Okay, so I got it now. Okay, so like this is the thing that I'm talking about. I don't think that. I'm a lot different from a lot of, all black people don't think exactly the same. Okay. I personally don't care if you're racist. I mean, you can be racist all day. You can be racist all night. You can be racist, whatever.
Facts.
Now, when you come to me, we can be respectful as far as, hey, can you move out my way? Can you move on my way? You know what I mean? Like we could be respectable. You know what I mean?
Or fair. Fair.
Yeah, just fair. You feel what I'm saying? You don't got to like me. I don't have to like you. You know what I mean? You don't got to threaten me. And I don't got to threaten you. You feel what I'm saying? The thing that I want is when it comes to police brutality, a fair one. Like, that's all. That's all I want. I like when you call, like if you want to fight a black man, you know what I mean, don't put him in handcuffs and then beat him up.
Right. Exactly.
Go at him one-on-one.
Exactly.
Don't call 10 squad cars there, you know what I mean, and then have all 10 of your people pointing guns at them and then fighting them. You know what I mean? Like what is that?
It's almost like I'm gonna tell the truth. I mean, we're here right now.
Go ahead.
Not too long ago, it was probably like January, February. I was out doing a delivery and had to go through Minneapolis, and there was something going on in uptown Minneapolis. I don't know what block it was on, but they had a lot of uptown Minneapolis roped off.
Right.
And so I was trying to drive and cut through the street or whatever to get to Lake Street.
Right.
And there was a cop at the end of that street who was kind of like making sure no cars went to Lake Street.
Right.
So he was, when I was kind of pulling up, he was telling me to make a right, So, but from my vantage point, there was two rights. Make a left. There was two lefts. There was a left that goes down the alley, and there was a left that goes down this parking lot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know which left he wanted me to go to. But so I drove past the alley and went into the parking lot, right? Mm-hmm. The way he responded off of that was like almost like the most disrespectful you can get to somebody that you don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He raised his voice. He talked to me like I was like a dummy. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Like, go down the alley. Like, what's your problem?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the first thing that came to my mind was, if you didn't have that gun and that badge and all that type of stuff on, I would get out of my truck right now and I would knock you in the next Tuesday. Easy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
See, I think what we need to do, we need to start passing laws. Forget this, like, forget these laws of no chokehold and no none of that stuff. Nah, it need to be a law where if you feel like you about to lose your life as a citizen, that you can defend yourself.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? You can defend yourself, and you can get off if you defend yourself.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
That's the law that need to be passed.
Yep. Exactly.
Because you could tell that these people, a lot of these people are weak. They think weak. They know they have to become a cop to feel some type of superiority over a black guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So they get a badge and you get handcuffs. That's why they got to put you in so much stuff before they encounter you. You know what I mean? They have to.
But it's systemic.
Go ahead. Speak on it.
It comes from the top down. That black people are... Black people are not to be respected, or you don't have to respect them, or you treat them less than you treat others.
Right.
There was no reason for that cop to respond like that.
Right. Exactly.
I didn't do nothing to him.
Yep.
But the response is one that shows that you have a lack of respect for a black male.
Right. No doubt.
Period. And because of him being a cop, he feel like he has that authority. Because if I step out of my car, he could just shoot me, then it's done.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But let's get back to the point of ally.
Okay, go ahead.
Ally. Okay, this whole thing was caught on tape.
Right.
Okay, so it's very easy for the NFL, the NBA, whatever, the unions, governor, Amy Klobuchar, you know what I'm saying, the mayor, all these people in different cities, Democrats, Republicans, all these people that come out and be like, oh, we denounce justice for George Floyd, all this and that. We stand with black people, all this and that. Okay, that's easy right now.
Yep.
It's very easy because the whole thing was caught on tape with many different angles.
Right.
How are you going to respond next time when a black man comes to tell you that he got brutalized by the cops and there is no tape? Are you going to ask him, what did he do? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to ask him what he was wearing? Did he have a hood on? Was his pants sagging? Right. Are you going to believe him? Are you going to do something that tries to make change what happened to him? We're not here just for when there's videotapes of it. It's been going on.
Right.
NWA and Public Enemy were trying to tell you way before there was a Rodney King tape. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop has been trying to tell you way before this stuff happened to George Floyd, way before it happened to Philando Castile and Jamar Clark. Yep. We've been trying to tell you. And all of y'all, most of y'all, all of y'all have been saying is, well, he shouldn't have been walking in the street, or he shouldn't have took that out of the store, or he should have just stepped back and did whatever. You got all these different excuses. How are you going to respond next time it's not on tape? Now that determines whether you're an ally. You're not an ally right now.
Right.
Right now it's too easy.
Yep.
What are you going to do next time?
Go ahead.
And Drew Brees. Why should we care about Drew Brees?
Man, who cares?
Here's my thing. I'm going in because they got me messed up today. Donald Trump had a statement today on Twitter where he pretty much said that he loves Drew Brees, and Drew Brees is a great quarterback, and he thinks that the only thing he think Drew Brees did wrong was to apologize for what he said on the first day.
Right.
He said that he thinks that nobody should ever kneel for the flag. You can protest in many other ways, but the flag is something you should always stand up for or whatever.
Right.
Okay. Number one, would you ever respect anything different from a 70-year-old white man, regardless of president, your neighbor, party, whatever? they don't live the life we do.
Exactly.
They have no idea what we go through.
Yep.
So their truth is their truth and ours is ours.
Yep.
Don't sit here and act like, oh, this is some rarity that Donald Trump made a statement like that. That's a statement that any 70-year-old white man is going to make, probably 95% of them. They grew up in a different America. They view America different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And for Drew Brees, he's just a quarterback. He's a white guy who could throw a football. Why should we be hurt and pained by a white guy who could throw a football? That doesn't make any sense.
Yo, like, what does that even mean? Right. Like, did we lean on him for anything?
Never. Never. What, he won a Super Bowl right after Katrina.
Oh, I think so. Like, they hyped it up because he brought one back to New Orleans.
Right, yeah, New Orleans.
Like, come on, man. Like, come on. Like.
Shout out to Reggie Bush.
Like, his opinion shouldn't matter at all. Like, at all. Who, that's what he think.
Right.
Just don't buy his stuff.
Right. Well, you know, Malcolm Jenkins came up, I looked up to you, I lost so much respect. Bro, got something else to be doing? Ain't you supposed to be doing something with that NFL money?
That's what he get for looking up to another dude like that. Right. Strong with him, he in the NFL too.
Exactly.
Strong with him.
Come on, man.
Should be looking at the warm moon or somebody, man.
All those guys in the league right now, you didn't got to go back.
Yeah, shoot, man. Randall Cunningham.
Exactly, man. Stop being so pained and so hurt by somebody who has a totally different experience than you in America. It's 2020. We are past the conversation. I'm sorry. I'm not having no more conversations. Either you putting it into action or you're not. I'm not having no more conversations.
Exactly.
I'm not explaining to you what black people go through in America and how police brutality. I'm not explaining. If you don't know by now, then you just don't never know, or you don't know because you don't want to know and you're doing it for your own reason.
Right, exactly.
That's cool. I'm not having no conversation with you.
Right, exactly. Keep going.
Don't get me on reparations. Is that today or
nah,
no?
Nah, ain't today.
Is that today?
That, man. Nah, we got
that ain't today.
Nah, we ain't got no time for that.
Oh, and that racist DA they got, Mike Freeman.
Go ahead, talk about it.
I ain't gonna lie. If we ain't burn stuff down, he would still have a third degree charge, and no of the other cops would have been charged.
Mm.
Everybody already knows that he's working with his union. He worked with the police union, and that's the reason why he don't be charging cops. Oh, except the black cop that shot the white lady.
Exactly.
Let's be honest. We're being honest today.
Yep.
We're not playing around.
Mm.
If the city wouldn't have got burnt down and tore up, he would still be on the case and giving people as much less of a charge as he possibly can, or no charge at all. That's why he got taken off for the case. He got taken off for the case because they had to call the National Guard in, and the whole Minneapolis was in a upheaval, and nobody could rest. I live in Minneapolis. Nobody could rest. Nobody could sleep. You hear helicopters every night. You see army men running down your alleys and running down your neighborhoods.
Right, right. It was a lot of tanks, and man. They was everywhere.
Yeah.
Every corner I turned.
Yeah. No, I mean, my wife got up and took her phone. This is 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. National Guard lined up in the alley with their guns out. Running around, marching like they in Kuwait or Iraq or somewhere.
Wow.
Right in my alley, right behind my house. I mean, my apartment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if we ain't got no peace, ain't nobody gonna have no peace.
Right, exactly.
And they should remember this when it's trial time too, because there's a bunch of different tricks they got for that too. Remember this moment when it's trial time.
Oh man, they speaking of that, they came out 2 days ago and said he had he tested positive for coronavirus.
There they go.
Yeah,
there they go.
They coming out with all type of stuff.
Yep, they coming out with all type of stuff.
And you better believe they gonna play it up in court.
Absolutely.
They might call Dr. Fauci in.
Oh, you know.
Had him testify. Well, I think that, you know how it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But they got all type of tricks, man. We want to see all four convicted. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right, keep it going.
Let me see what else I got on my notes. We talked about that. Trump. Oh, yeah. Be very careful about people who are using this for political gain or trying to trick you into voting some sort of way politically come November. I'm sorry, but I'm seeing a lot of Obama right now.
Wow.
Obama released a guideline for what you can do to help make change.
Right.
Bro, some people don't know who they are. I mean, we gotta talk about that too. Some people don't know who they are. It's like OJ on Twitter. He doesn't know he's OJ.
What you mean by that?
He be like, yo, I slashed through traffic. Like, bro, you can't use OJ.
I slashed through traffic. I would kill to get a burger over here. Right. I would kill to get a burger right now. OJ, you can't use those words, man.
You can't use those words. Obama is now giving guidelines on things that we can do to make change. Do you not know you was president for 8 years?
Right.
Do you not know you sent Eric Holder to Ferguson and he came back with nothing? You were the president. This is what was going on 4 years ago. You were the president.
Right.
Why didn't you draw up these guidelines back then and make something happen?
Right.
They're going to try to twist this to make you vote some sort of way.
Right.
Use your own discretion on whether or not you want to vote or who you vote for. That is up to you. Do not allow people to use these situations or unfortunate situations where people are making a change for themselves, because we the people. We make the change. Look at all the changes that have been made to the Minneapolis Police Department already. It's us.
Yo, that's the thing, man. That's the thing. That's what I'm talking about. Like, we gotta make sure that if it's not now, we need to make sure that we are not waiting every 4 years to make some type of change. We shouldn't even care. It shouldn't even matter. We need to move on our own strength. You know what I mean? Make our own rules, make our own whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Like, we waiting on who? Joe Biden? So Joe Biden is supposed to relieve us from our pain that we got now. That's what we counting on.
That's what they selling. And what's so crazy to me is that there are actually people, powerful people or political people, who have sat back and waited until this November in order for them to try to get things done.
Right.
If your local whatever is waiting until there's a different president in order to get things done, he's a low-life politician.
Not even that. Politician, if you a person,
yeah,
you
exactly.
A person, and you think that you can change things, and you think that you just gotta wait every 4 years to change something wrong with you, yo.
Something wrong with you. Something wrong.
Good gracious.
That's all I got, man. That's all I got.
KRSM 98.9.